Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise God. I'm so glad you decided to join me today for this edition of The Word Works. We're talking about mind renewal equals spirit dominion. Mind renewal equals spirit dominion. We started off in part one talking about spirit, soul, and body, and that a lot of Christians are dominated and controlled by the outward man or the five physical senses, and we need to let our spirits start controlling our outward man. Now, the way you accomplish this is by renewing your mind to the Word of God, and we change the soul of man, the mind, will, and emotions, by the Word. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. And we talked about Romans 12, 1 and 2 in part 1, and we said our minds need to be transformed, that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. And this helps us not conform to the world or to the flesh, but the flesh or the world must conform to the Word in us. Praise God. I heard someone say this, and I quoted it recently, I think, is that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I'm talking about Jesus. And we need to let our flesh become Word. In other words, that outward man needs to be affected by the Word of God that's in our spirit and by way of renewing our minds and speaking that Word. So mind renewal equals spirit dominion, our spirit dominating our mind, our spirit dominating our body. And we said that in doing so, we can understand more of the will of God. And we talked about the three degrees of the will of God, or three areas. The good will, the acceptable or permissive will, and the perfect will. And I don't know about you, but that's what I want to, in my life, I want the perfect will of God. And as we walk out that sanctification, walk out the Word of God in our lives, we'll see that will of God become more and more evident. And then also last time we talked about how to renew our mind. And we gave five steps: hear the Word, speak the Word, study the Word, meditate the Word, and act on the Word. And why is that? Because the Word works. Praise God. Now, let's look at part two of mind renewal equals spirit dominion. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your Word. We thank you for your Spirit within us and your hand on us, and that revelation knowledge will flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So here's the question we want to start off with. What do you do in the heat of the battle? What do you do in the heat of the battle when Satan, circumstances, life, the world system has turned the heat up? What do you do? Well, you've got to rely on that Word you've been putting in your spirit. And this is a daily activity. Put that Word in your spirit. Get in the Word. Hear the Word. And speak it. And do these things that we've talked about in the process of mind renewal. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5. We've talked about this a lot on this podcast, but let's look at it again. Starting with verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. Verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I'm going to stop right there. Let's back up for a second. For though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh or according to the flesh. You see, if you are trying by fleshly or natural methods to get your flesh under control, there's no point in, you're going to fail. So we don't war. We don't wage war with fleshly weapons. All right? And that's what he's talking about in verse 4. Verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not fleshly weapons. They're stronger than that because they're mighty in God. Praise God. Mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Praise God. Bringing every thought into captivity to make it obey Christ. Praise God. That's exactly what we need to do. We need to realize this is spiritual warfare. The devil presents you with pictures in your mind or lies in some way of defeat. And we've got to cast those lies down, throw them down. F.F. Bosworth says we are casting down reasonings and giving God's Word its place in our minds and in our lips. I'm going to read that to you again. F.F. Bosworth says, we are casting down reasonings, and giving God's word its place in our minds and in our lips. You see, we capture or catch every thought and make it give up and obey Christ. Make it come in line with the word. But you can't do that unless you get the word in your spirit and start renewing your mind to it. Verse 5, 2 Corinthians 10:5 from the Amplified Classic. And we've read this before in a previous podcast and gone into it in a little more detail, but let me just review it here. Inasmuch as we refute three things, arguments and theories and reasonings. Arguments, theories, and reasonings. And every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. See, that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to set up the lies against the true knowledge of God. But we've got to take authority over that. We've got to do something. Don't sit around and wait on God to do it. Oh, God, help me in this. Now, God will help you in all sorts of ways, and he'll help you in this area. But he's left it up to you. He's given you the word, and his grace is sufficient for you to take every thought captive and make it obey Christ. Praise God. I think the New Testament for the deaf says that. Make it obey Christ. So every argument, every reasoning, every theory has to obey Christ. When we try to figure it out and try to reason it out, we're going in the wrong direction. We've got to renew the mind to the word. All right, so we've got to make our thoughts line up with Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Paul writes here in Philippians 4, 8 and says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Let's go down through those things that we're to think on. All right, whatsoever is true. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So ask yourself, how would Jesus handle this lie that's coming against me, this situation, now, since he's in me and I'm in him? I need to let him handle it. So how would he handle it? He would speak the word. Praise God. He's the truth. So speak the truth. Whatsoever things are honest. Luke 8:15 says, but they that are on good ground are they who in honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. So we are those who hear the word and we're honest. We're going to be honest and come against the lie. Those who are just, verse 8 says, whatsoever things are just. Well, the Bible says the just shall live by faith. So I need to be thinking faith thoughts, true thoughts, honest thoughts. I'm being honest with myself in it and locating where I am spiritually, but I'm coming against the devil with the word. All right? Just like Jesus did when he was tempted. The next thing it says, whatsoever things are pure. Well, James 3:17 says, wisdom from above is first pure. So we're speaking the word. Wisdom, the pure word of God, not something that's watered down by man. And then whatsoever things are of a good report, in verse 8, faith always brings a good report. There's no need in speaking the negative about it. I mean, the devil's wanting you to get in agreement with him. So get in agreement with God and speak the good report. And he goes on to say, Paul writes in verse 8, Philippians 4:8, if there be any virtue or any praise, think on these things. The word virtue there means excellence. If there's anything that's excellent, that's the word of God. Any praise, that's the word of God. We praise the word. We praise the living word, Jesus. Think on these things. So all of these characteristics or all these qualities of Philippians 4:8 that he's telling us to think on, true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtue, and praise, all go back to Jesus. So in the middle of whatever battle I'm facing, I think about Jesus and what would he do because he's in me and I need to let him do it through me. I'm putting on Christ and he's flowing through me and he's flowing through you. Praise God. So meditate on these things that we've just talked about. You've heard the word. Start speaking these things we discussed today. I'm casting down imaginations and every high thought and thing that exalts me is itself against the knowledge of God. And I'm bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And speak those words over yourself. In fact, let's do that right now. Say this after me. Thank God, I'm a believer and not a doubter. I'm casting down imaginations and every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, against the Word of God. I'm capturing every thought. It must obey Christ. Praise God. God's Word is working in me. I'm thinking on those things which are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of a good report, virtuous, and praiseworthy. I'm thinking on Jesus and His Word. The Word of God is working in me today. And in the heat of the battle, I'll stand strong and fight the good fight of faith with spiritual warfare and spiritual weapons. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.